Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy. Deer really know how to fly, so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Welcome aboard, everybody, to the Andy and Amanda Show, our special folky Christmas music extravaganza live from Hollywood, the UK. How's everybody doing?
Actually, here's Christmas introduction. I can't believe it's been a year. How's everybody doing? This is our Christmas show. Amanda's going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. This is the Andy and Amanda Show here on Coast to Coast Live. Give me one second here. I'll be right with you. Don't go away. Don't go away. I'm back. That was fast, wasn't it? Just had to make sure we had the right link to get Amanda back on the show here. Okay, anyway, how we all doing? This is Andy Kimball, your host on the Andy Amanda Show. It is our Christmas, our last show of the year. This is our last show of the year. I can't believe it because we're taking a Christmas break and then we come back after the new year on the 4th, I think it is, of January. So on this show, we're going to feature some, we're going to have some guest callers. People are going to call in and, you know, talk about season, the season to be jolly this season. I heard those on the East Coast are going to have a tough time of it, even the Midwest, with freezing cold temperatures, amazing whiteout, snow blizzards, and so forth. I wish everybody a safe and warm holiday. Don't go out unless you absolutely have to. You know what I'm saying? You know that. All right. Anyway, so we're going to, we're going to play Christmas music this show and talk about the holidays and what the plans are. We'll get Amanda on here. Hopefully Cornell will be joining us. I know Kevin Michaels is going to join us. A couple of the actors that have been on our show during the year, I think, are going to be calling a bit later. It should be a lot of fun. So don't go away. Let's start out with some Christmas music. And what I've actually done last year was such a fun Christmas show with really cool music that we played as well, that I took some of the music that we played last year, some of the selections. I figured, that was so good. Well, I'll use them again this year. And I'm going to start out this particular program with a tune recorded live by a friend of mine. I haven't seen it actually in quite a while, but a good friend of mine from Philadelphia. I live there, by the name of Susan Warner, performing, touring, amazing singer-songwriter, really done well for herself. She's scored a Broadway play. She's out performing all over the country. Susan Warner, W-E-R-N-E-R. Check her out. Here's a live recording of her doing a tune called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Merry Christmas from us to you. This is Susan Warner.
Have yourself a merry little Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide LGBTQIA. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, happy golden day. Happy golden day. Gather near to us once more. The year we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bye.
Yes, Susan Warner, have yourself a merry, merry little Christmas, recorded live. I think that it was a Tin Angel or the, I think, anyway, back in Philadelphia quite a while back. But nonetheless, she's still touring and doing a beautiful job. We do have Amanda with us right now. Am I right? Amanda, you're here?
We do. This is London Calling.
Hey.
How you doing?
Merry Christmas. Well, this is the equivalent of our office party. This is the Coast to Coast Live Andy and Amanda Show office, our Christmas party here live on the radio.
Absolutely.
We have music.
How you doing?
We have people calling. I'm doing great, man. I'm finally starting a little bit to get into the Christmas spirit. I know it's a couple of days away, but I'm finally.
Yeah.
I got a nice vodka tonic here on the rocks, and I've we got the Christmas music. We have you on the line.
Justine's
floating around. She said she might even call in if you can hear me. She said she might call in. A friend of the show, my daughter, of course, but she's a great guest on our show. And I get some other people calling in, I believe. I haven't heard from Cornell. I don't know if he's going to be joining us or not. I know he's really busy this time of year with his work.
I received a message from our wonderful Cornell, and he said to wish everybody a Merry Christmas whilst he's out in the cold.
Oh, my gosh. The East Coast of the United States is getting blasted. What they call a cyclone bomb blast on the way, which is when the temperature, we went over Wednesday, but went over to the science of what a cyclone bomb is and how it's affecting the Midwest when the pressure drops a tremendous amount over a 24-hour period. And we get all sorts of weather, and right now they're getting hit with Buffalo, New York is so whited out right now that you can't see in front of your car. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Is it the same Arctic blast that we received? Is it the same
probably.
One, darling?
Not the same one. I don't think it's the same, because this came from Canada. Yeah.
Right.
This came from up north. This came from Canada. I'd like to have the one that you can see. It's 75 degrees here in Southern California and the blue skies right now.
Wow.
75. Yeah.
I've heard that it's hit a lot of the U.S., the cold.
Yeah, I just heard. How's it there now in the U.K.?
It is. Let's have a look. It's actually 37 degrees right now.
37.
Yeah.
Which is about... That's about 18. What Celsius? What's that in Celsius for you? That's about.
Hang on. It lied. 30? It lied, darling. It didn't update itself. It's 48 degrees.
48. That's not bad there. That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty decent at the moment. When was it? Last week we had -10.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't remember, think what that is in Fahrenheit conversion, but.
Yeah.
It's now like 9-10 degrees, so we're up like nearly 20 degrees. So it's crazy. It's just changed so quickly, up, down.
Yep, that time of year. But yes, crazy.
And
I feel so, being from the East Coast myself, I feel, just talked to somebody up there who said, we're going to get hit real bad this weekend. It's really, really cold in the East Coast right now. But this weekend's going to be really, really bad in terms of the freezing cold temperatures. We're going to hear another tune. I think we should keep going with our music here, our Christmas music, or during our Andy and Amanda show. We're going to play some more music. This is and I know you came on a little bit late, but I was saying earlier that I took a listen to last year's Christmas show, or a lot of it anyway. Which anybody can do. I think it was the 22nd of December last year. I believe.
Right.
And you can still go to blogtalkradio.com/ Andy and Amanda Show and check out any one of our almost 500 episodes. I mean, it goes all the way back. So I happened to fall upon the last year's Christmas show, which is really fun, which is good. And I listened to some of the music and I was like, this is some good music that we put out. And this one came from you last year, Amanda. This is a singer-songwriter that you suggested we put on last year's show. And I heard it. I'm like, God damn, that's good. This woman's got some wonderful taste, and let's do it again. You can identify who this is after we play it. This is a suggestion from you from last year's Christmas show. And enjoy, folks. Here we go. Take a listen. It's really, you're going to like this. Yeah.
if you ever saw it, you'd even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. How the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Because on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone hear me? Because it's gone all quiet. Mr. Kimball, are you there?
Yes. What do you think? Who was that person?
Oh, that was Ella something. I can't
Marge
remember
Simpson?
Her last name.
From The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Marge Simpson?
But the song was called Rudolph, and I know the girl who sang it was called Ella. I can't remember if it was part of her band name or a solo name. But that was fantastic. I loved that song, that version.
Pretty cool, eh? Yeah,
loved
nice.
It. Did I interrupt the music just then with the
of
me
course.
Talking? Ah, oh, because it went deadly silent this end, and I thought the song had finished, and I couldn't hear anything.
it went silent here too. So,
okay.
For those of you listening live, we'll just have to, when we prepare this to go distribution for a podcast, we'll have to edit that out and see what happened. I can always put that song back in if I need to on the edit process, because
yeah,
we know
awesome.
All well and good that most folks who hear the show are listening to the show after post-production. We have a live call and talk show. Our number is 515-605-9888. You can give us a call, let us know how you're doing, what you're doing, and you can go to the blogtalkradio.com/Andy and Amanda Show website and click a button that says connect. You don't need to, previously, if you were international, I'd send you a link and you join the show via link. But now you can just get the website all over the world and hit direct connect and connect directly to the show over the internet.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. I love it. I think it's great.
It's really cool. I mean, the bad part is, if you want to call it that, the bad part, the tragic part. How deep can I go here? Is that very few people, I would imagine, combing the internet looking for where can I hear live streaming talk radio on the internet? You know, it's just not this, I don't know. If we weren't on the show or heard of this platform by doing the show, I wouldn't know of it. I wouldn't be doing it. And because of that, most people, and we have thousands of live listeners, which is great, that have tuned into the show. but we have hundreds of thousands that have tuned in to the podcast after the show, which is on Pandora, which is on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Alexa, Google Chrome, you know, everywhere, iHeartRadio, you know, anywhere you get a podcast. I'm not that familiar with how this all works, but we are there. So hearing the show after the live radio show.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. So I have the ability to oh wait, I'm hearing something here. What's that in the peanut gallery? We have a live audience here today. What's that?
Woo!
I heard Merry Christmas. Somebody's wishing our show Merry Christmas. We have an audience back there. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Merry Christmas.
Amanda says Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Our live audience is here. Oh my God, our live audience is starting to build. I can't believe it. I can't believe it myself. We're getting a live audience. They come in just to watch. Isn't that amazing?
How beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful.
It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, what we're able to do is edit some of the show for the podcast, some of the technical difficulties, some of the burps and things like that. So, yeah, for example, what I just said won't be in the podcast. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the beauty of this live gig, you know?
It is the beauty of the live gig. This will be the podcast. This will be in it right here.
I wonder how
there's no such thing as a G-spot.
Yeah, that would be in the podcast.
I've heard about the X spot, you know, X marks the spot on a map. You know,
yes.
And,
whatever.
Holy crap, I thought it was my echo then. Just after I laughed, that started playing. I was like, what? I don't sound like me.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
My goodness.
I want to thank... You know, this is our last show of the year of 2022 today.
It is. I know. My goodness.
Yeah. So unless we decide spontaneously just to do a show next week or something, which you never know. You know how we are. We could just do it. But anyway, this is most likely our last show of the year, and we don't come on again until January 4th. And I already have a special music singer-songwriter coming in on that show on January 24th. I'm going to say January 4th. Who I've had the ability to check out some of their tunes. And also, this guy is a technical whiz, has been fixing, you know, I've been having this new audio setup issues. This guy came in over online and fixed everything up and enabled me to be able to sit in the studio where everything is with my new interface and everything and make everything work for the show. He did it all remotely.
Right.
He's incredible. And he's a really good singer-songwriter. I said, you know what? Send me your stuff. Let me take a listen, and we'll put it on your show. And he's really, really good. And I said, yeah, you're coming on the show. So he's going to be joining us on January 4th program.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
Yeah. And, he's quite talented. His name's Dominic, and he goes under the name of Lavaita online. You can look up his music before the show, Lavaita. Look him up, and you'll hear his music. Anyway, Yeah, and I'm thinking. This is our last show of 2022, and I can't believe it because I was talking to our friend Kevin Michaels, who I think is going to be joining us a little bit later, and he remembers coming on the show with an actor by the name of Michelle
Marciano.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
On our last just Christmas show, and the two of them were talking together.
You
know, before this show, that they can't believe it's been a year since they came on our show last year. It's been a year.
I know, right? Yeah.
It's been a year.
Bless her. She posted on Facebook about it, and I commented on the post. I said, I can't believe that it's been a year, and it was amazing having you on the show. It blew me away. I thought, oh, my goodness, it really is a year. Yeah, crazy.
Unreal.
Absolutely crazy.
Unreal.
You know, it feels like a blink of an eye.
Yeah, and this has been a real fun year on the show. So was last year. I mean, it's, you know what? This show's been a lot of fun, period.
It's
been great. It's been so much fun. And we try to keep it light. We try to keep it interesting and sometimes insightful and so forth. And the We've had a lot of good, you know, real nice guests on the show. We haven't had as many live guests this year as we had last year, as I recall. It seemed like last year we had a lot more live guests, but the conversation was pretty, you know, deep this year in terms of what's going on politically in our two countries, with what's going on over there with the resigning of the president and the 44-day new, what's her name, Catherine Voss or something like that, the woman who came in for 44 days and is getting benefit package. We talked about earlier. Anyway, and then you then we have Donald Trump and the January 6th investigation committee and his potential indictable crimes that he's committed, which we'll probably be hearing and talking more about down the road.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And the midterm elections and, you know, just and the war in Ukraine. Oh, speaking of which, did you hear Zelensky give his talk in front of the Congress of the United States, the Congress and the Senate?
No, I did not.
Every once in a blue moon, you get a leader of a country who has so much charisma, who is so well thought out, who speaks so well, so much from the heart. This guy got up and spoke in front of the United States Senate and Congress the first time since Winston Churchill did. That time period. Anyway.
Yeah.
He was absolutely exquisite. When he walked in and stood behind the podium, I think he got a 15-minute ovation. I mean, they couldn't stop shouting and clapping and just unreal. And it wasn't just about him. It was about his country, his people, what they're taking on right now. And as he said during his speech, he said, you know, many of the citizens of Ukraine will be celebrating Christmas by candlelight, and it won't be for the romance of the candlelight. It'll be because they don't have any power. They don't even work.
I know.
They don't
even... Yeah.
And they're so there. Sad. They're in it to win it. They didn't cause this war. And matter of fact, Putin recently slipped and called it a war when everybody, his oligarchs around him say, don't call it a war. Don't call it it's an operation. It's not a war.
Yeah.
Putin called it a war. And now there's even rumor that he might be, this will be something to break in the new year with the conversations about him potentially being removed as head of the parliament there or the head of the Ukraine. What do they call it? Head of the whatever they call it there. Kremlin.
I get you. Always forget that one.
Yeah. You and me both, probably by intent. Anyway, let's jump back into Christmas spirit. Let's hear from Sammy Davis Jr. This is let's just listen. Here we go. Sammy Davis. You'll know where it is. Yeah, it's great.
Let's do it.
Christmas greetings from me to you. This is Sam Cooke, wishing you holiday fun.
Sammy Davis, I'm sorry.
Children, this little light mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine. Let it shine to show my lover. I wanna tell you that everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine to show my lover. I got to tell you that even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine.
wonder would everybody join me on the last chorus. Everybody, hey, amen, a little louder, hey.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man. I love Sam Cooke so much. He's so awesome. My favorite of his was Cupid and Twisting the Night Away. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Twist. Yeah, good tune. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It always puts me in a high. It's a great, energetic song. It's just fantastic.
Cool song. The catering just came in for our office Christmas party. I got chicken wings and vodka. Vodka tonics and chicken wing sections.
What a combination.
Mm-hmm. Hey, ma'am. Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Woo.
Last show of the year, as we've been saying, this last... Well, we might... you know, I don't know. We might jump in midweek next week and do a show just because we can. We'll see. Because there's so much happening politically around the world right now. And not only politically, but also in science and in... It just, there's so much going on right now. It's just unbelievable. And sometimes the... When we let time go by on the show and we have to take a break for technical issues usually, or you can't make it or I can't make whatever, we miss a lot. And not only that, but believe it or not, our podcasts remain so pretty, you know, positive and growing. And when we take time off from the show, the numbers go way down. I'm like, we don't want anybody forgetting about us, you know, so maybe we keep it alive. Maybe we'll do a midweek show next week just to come on board, even if it's a short abbreviated show or something. Maybe we'll do something. I don't know. But I just can't believe it's almost Christmas 2020. What year is it here?
2022.
Thank you.
You know what? I have one of those humanitarian moments today. Where, I was out and about getting some last bits for people's gifts. And I had a moment where I thought, you know, I feel really happy. I'm excited about Christmas. And I tend to forget, because you get caught up in that happy vibe, I tend to forget that there are so many people who find Christmas so difficult and painful
and
they want to run away from it. So it was like one of those moments where I thought about them and then I was thinking, wow, yeah, and with everything going on in the world, there's certain parts of the world that just can't celebrate it right now. And it's traumatic for them. So whoever's listening, if you're going through a very difficult time in your life, and circumstances are dictating to you that it feels like the end of the world, hang in there, you know. They say there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and for many of us, we experience dark moments, and sometimes very dark moments. And if we just hold on and reach out to people for help, you know, we can get through those moments and see that spark of light again. And we hope that you have a tremendous sense of love and compassion from others around you, and know that here on the Annie and the Mandy Show we care, and hopefully someday you may experience a beautiful Christmas that, you know, we're trying to have ourselves, and just let you know that we're thinking about you. So yeah, that was my moment.
So so well stated. So
thank
well
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was yeah.
So you're finally feeling the Christmas spirit, Mr. Kimball.
I'm getting there. You're getting there.
You got your tree, yeah?
No, there's no tree up here.
Oh,
I've got lights. But we keep lights up year round here. There's lights up in our, you know, all the, like, the Christmas. You know the lights that are usually on people's hanging down from the roof? You know, like they look like icicles?
Kind of white.
Well, I have them in my in our rooms, like all around the top border of the studio here. It's all lit up
so
like
cool.
that year round. Literally. And when I bring recording victims in, excuse me, recording clients in, it's all lit. I keep the lights on. It's cheery, Christmassy, year round. Because to me, Christmas should be a year round. I mean, we should always have good cheer, goodwill, helping each other, making a difference in each other's lives. It shouldn't just be one day a year. We should have the Christmas spirit throughout the whole year.
I know, we really should.
You know what I mean? Because at Christmas time, everybody gets their spirits up. It goes, you know,
way
it,
up,
like
then it went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way up.
And it's funny because Bella and I had this conversation. I think it was about a week actually a couple of weeks ago, because we were thinking about Christmas decorations and trees and all that kind of stuff. And we were saying that, you know, it's amazing how many people suddenly become really extra nice around Christmas. You know, they're all excited and joyous because, yeah, there's an event coming up. They got some time off work if they're able to have time off work. They get to see their family, open presents, so they feel good, right? And because they feel good, they feel like they can be good and nice to other people. But the moment all of that event kind of moves on, they go back to the kind of, oh, my life is feeling grey again and I'm starting this new year and I'm going back to work and all that kind of stuff. And that has an outward effect on everyone else around them and so on. And like you said, Andy, it's a shame we can't try and hold on to that throughout the year somehow and just practice that every day. You know, give that out even to one person. Just smile at somebody. Open a door for somebody. Just show that love of compassion, and that starts to grow, and you start to feel good about yourself and helping others, and it's a gorgeous feeling.
It is. I'm not, as you know, it's no secret, I'm not a religious person, but if you want to call it just a kind of a positive outlook on life, and we can do anything, we can accomplish anything, we can set out to do anything we want to do, we do it. And we should do whatever we want to do and however we want to do it by making a positive difference in the lives of somebody else too. And that's what it's all about to me. You know, it's my mission in life is, and that's what we try to do on the show as well. And so let me ask you something, Amanda. If we could hear something kind of like a Christmassy type of thing by a good friend of mine named I haven't seen him in years, but he moved to Argentina. The folk singer by the name of Richard Chandel, who initially introduced me to Collins guitars in the early 90s. But I've ever heard of, he's the only person I ever saw who had a Collins. I don't even know what it was. Anyway, amazing singer-songwriter, Chris. And I have he did a tune with somebody else I know named Dar Williams, who's from up north, Boston area, an amazingly talented singer-songwriter. They got together and did a tune of Richard's called Mary Magdalene. It's kind of folky. It's a good tune. Or do you want to hear Elvis? Which one first, Elvis, or do we hear Richard Chandel with Dar Williams? Your choice.
I would prefer Richard right now because as much as I love Elvis, he gets around quite a bit, you know?
Elvis, especially on this show.
Absolutely.
All right, here's Richard Chandel with a song called Mary Magdalene, accompanied this time with a live in the living room performance with Dar Williams. Yeah, as a matter of fact, real quick, I was a big folk music conference in Washington, and Richard came to my room with Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky and Ellis Paul and Brooks Williams. And these are people you might not know, but these are amazing people who are very, very prominent in the folk community. All in my hotel room, we did a big song circle. And I was sitting on the bed, you know, in the hotel, and I had to lay down, look up at the ceiling and just take it. I couldn't believe who was in my room. You know, my manager put it together. A big conference, jam session, Andy Kimball's room, bam. And all these amazing, like my mentors in the folk world were in my room all in a song circle.
Wow. That is so
and then
cool.
He also said, Andy, let's hear you do a song. And I did, oh, the blue Christmas. Oh, anyway, no. Anyway, Richard was there, and let's hear him now. Richard's, I know the guy pretty well. I haven't seen him in a long time because he moved to Argentina, but here he is, Richard Chandel. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And real quick, he was going to be a priest. He actually went through training and he dropped out. Ooh. And this song you'll hear some of this tune. I think some of the reasons why are included in the lyrics of the song. Here we go. Richard Chandel and Dar Williams.
A song we haven't sung together in a very long time. It's called The Ballad of Mary Magdalene.
All right. Excuse these wrecks I'm in.
Jesus of me, this I know. Why on earth did I ever let him go? He was always faithful, he was always kind, but he walked off with this heart of mine. I remember nights we spent whispering our creed, a ritual, a sacrament, the stars, our canopy.
Williams, Richard Sandel, and Richard Sandel's tune called Ballad of Mary Magdalene. We have, speaking of very talented singer-songwriters, we have one on the line right now that I just noticed. We have none other than, is this Kevin Michaels, by any chance?
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
Mr. Whoa. Michaels.
Oh, I said something before and you couldn't. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, my darling. We're doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm okay. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you. It's great to have you on, sweetie.
Yeah, it's nice to be on.
You're feeling much better.
That was beautiful, Andy. That was beautiful, that song. I was going to do a John Lennon thing there when you were talking about your bed in.
Hey,
I was
going to
do just don't tell me you're eating chocolate cake in a bag.
I got to reach out. We're going to reach out. I think we need to. I want to see if I contact John Lennon. Wait a minute. We've contacted Richard. We've contacted Nixon on the show numerous times. He's been very and Ronald
true.
Reagan. We've had Alfred Hitchcock on the show. We've had Winston Churchill on the show.
Yeah.
People say, Andy, how do you do this? But we're going to reach out now. Let's see if we can find John.
You know, I was just like, you know, like next to sleeping here, next to God and Yoko, you know, and I heard that you were having bed-ins, man. You know, you're stealing me heat.
I love it. Absolutely love
Wait a
it.
Well, I don't know. I think it could be that Mr. Lennon is right.
Wait, I gotta see if I can contact. I gotta get Paul on the line here. Give me a second. Let's do a reach out.
Ooh.
Direct connect Paul McCartney. Here we go. Wait, what ringy dingy? Paul, you there? Paul, hello.
Oh yeah,
Paul.
I'm here, man. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Great having you on board. Great having you
on
the show, man.
In the mall,
Merry Christmas.
You know, just happy Christmas to you too, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're just
goodness.
Here. We're just here in the Mullican Tie, you know, and just looking out and looking out at the sheep and thinking, like, you know, about Jesus and, you know, and Christmas. So, you know, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Paul.
Aww.
Always a pleasure to have you
happy
on board.
Happy Christmas,
Paul. You bet.
Yeah, I've got to move on now, but we'll talk again.
You bet. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that great? Yeah, it's who
you know. I don't know. You're British, is it? I don't.
You did that so good, honestly.
Well, I'm hoarse right now, so it's not as good as it could be, but.
Are you kidding? I honestly felt like I was in the room
with him. We get a quick Ringo. Can we get a quick Ringo? Ringo, you did.
Oh, boy, I could probably do him really good now because my voice is lower. Well, I got to think of something. I got to think of something funny to say. you know, I spent the first two or three Christmases when I was a kid in the hospital.
Oh my goodness!
I should say.
We heard about that.
You know, just don't listen to my friend Kevin. You know, I don't know. I don't know that the Ringo is all that good with hoarseness, but
oh no, it is. It is.
I could do George, you know, but...
Oh, my goodness! That is incredible.
George, how are we doing? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, they don't have sitars in heaven because they're like Eastern, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's giving me chills, for real. Like,
amazing. It's amazing. He's amazing. Amazing.
He is.
That's really good.
Yeah, if I do people nobody gives a shit about, it's like... Like, I'm not like Richard, what's his name, the real famous guy.
Rich Little? Rich Little?
Yeah. Who's always on Huckabee. He's like a major right winger or something, and he's a friggin' Canadian, so he needs to, like, go and vote in his own country for politics.
Yeah, really.
Oh, well, yes. he's talented with voices, that's for sure, but... I like David Fry. I thought he was good, but I think he's dead.
David Fry was fantastic. I'm going back to the Watergate era, but he put out
an album. Yeah, the Watergate album is the best, huh?
Fantastic. Yeah. On David Fry.
I love that album.
YouTube it. Absolutely excellent.
Incredible.
It's called Richard Nixon of Fantasy, if I'm not mistaken.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
That's what it was called, Richard Nixon of Fantasy. Wow.
He had an album. This is going back to 1973 or 4 called All the President's Men, David Fry. Really funny. Yeah. It's a Watergate deal. Yeah, it was great. And he does Hubert Humphrey and the whole, you know, it's great.
I can do Ronald Reagan, which I did already.
Yeah, that was good.
Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's just a little, you know.
Oh my goodness!
Just have to find a little daddy. I could do Nixon.
Oh, that was great!
Oh man, that's great!
That's really good.
And of course, being from the great state of Massachusetts, I can do JFK.
Yes!
Wow,
man, you are a talent.
Those are the only presidents that I can do.
That's really good. Man,
that's
really
incredible.
Good.
I used to do them when they were alive.
Yeah, there
was a Ronald Reagan joke I used to tell. You want to hear it?
Yes. Let's hear it.
Okay, so Ronald Reagan goes to the doctor. It's kind of cruel, actually. That's Christmas time.
Come on.
he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, I have two bits of bad news for you. First of all, we found you had cancer. Oh, by the way, you also have Alzheimer's. And he says, well, at least I don't have cancer.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
so
my goodness. My
it's
goodness.
A cool Ronald Reagan joke.
God. I remember that.
So how are you guys doing, though? You all right?
Yeah.
Doing all right. Show's doing great.
How's the weather? I know how your weather is, Andy, but I mean over in England, how's the weather?
It's up and down, to be honest. I mean, we had snow the other week and minus 10 temperatures, and now we're up to 10 degrees, so like a 20-degree jump.
Wow.
Which is incredible. Like, it's nature doesn't know what's going on at the moment.
You know what? Do you know?
Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
Could be.
Oh.
And I'm not a crook. I just wrote a like at least a part of a Christmas song. I'm hoping to finish soon. I'm
a
little
Christmas
late
album out this time next year. It's gonna be the Kevin Michaels Christmas album.
It'll have to be next year. The song I wrote is called Country Christmas.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of warm and fuzzy and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the sound of that.
Unlike my hero John Lennon, you know, I'm not singing about wars being over.
That is really good. Gosh. And this guy we're talking to, folks, so
I
don't. Let me tell our listeners, because we have new listeners on every show, and actually there's new countries that came aboard too. But anyway, we'll get to that. But
nude countries? No.
We
didn't ask you where it was, but I.
we have, but Kevin is actually, folks, is an amazingly talented singer, songwriter, guitar player, composer. He's fronted some very, we won't go into it, but believe me when I say it, some very, very, very popular bands back in the Beatle days, signed by the same label, and did that for a while, and was very close with the Beatle members, both living and deceased, and has had a country tune go number one on country radio for 3 weeks, which we played, called Down Home Georgia, and another tune called For You coming out soon. And the guy's just incredible. Valentine's Day. Yeah. That's where, Kevin, that's the target. It was supposed to be Valentine's Day last year. So, hell, we're a year late. You know, so what? You know what I mean?
We're a year late.
What's a year?
What's
a
year?
But we're going to have that tune and for folks, you should tune in. I'm not going to play it now because we're going to do Christmas music this show. But we played it on the show. It's called Down Home Georgia. And if you haven't checked it out yet, which you may not have, look up, Google it, Spotify it, iTunes it, whatever you want to call it. Down Home Georgia. YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and subscribe.
And subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Kevin, do me a favor real quick. And then we'll get back to our Christmas theme. But can you please tell our listeners who is on this show? On the albums.
On my album.
On the record. Yeah.
So far, slide guitar is Robbie Krieger from The Doors. The lead guitarist is the British guitar legend Albert Lee. The violinist is Scarlett Rivera from Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review. And then there's some, most of the rest of the Country Music Hall of Fame, people like Charlie McCoy, who was for the 18-year run of Hee-Haw, was the music director, plus he was Elvis Presley's band. Norbert Putnam, who's one of the biggest country producers ever. One of the original Muscle Shoals rhythm section, played bass guitar for Elvis Presley for years, and produced just about everybody. Spooner Oldham, who was also one of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, and wrote some great songs like I'm Your Puppet, and played keyboards for Neil Young. Dan Dugmore, who's called King of the California Sound on pedal steel, played 35 years for Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Brown, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And the drummer has played for, he's won 15 years in a row in the Country Music Awards. He's just been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, as almost all the rest of those people were already. And then he played drums for Elton John on a few albums, and the keyboard player, and the second keyboard player, is a guy named Jimmy Nichols, who is the only other keyboard player to play for Elton John besides Elton John. And then the rest of the people are in the Grand Ole Opry band, and
And you got to check out the song. You want to hear these guys play and hear the amazing song, Kevin Michaels' song called Down Home Georgia. Kevin has an amazing history in the music business. And you know what they say, you know, it's...
when you are popular, don't just sit on it. Use it to accomplish great goals.
That's funny.
What was that last bit?
Music's so accomplished, yes. Anyway, we're going to
Michelle call in?
No, I Michelle Mastriano, not what's not Mastriano. What's
I called
yeah,
her
Mastriano?
Too, but I yeah, that's her name. But I called her and I couldn't get through. I left a message, but I guess she didn't get it yet. So I tried both on through Facebook Messenger and on the her regular phone, and she didn't answer either one. So
that's all right. All right, we'll miss her. We'll catch her next year.
Next year.
Next
I can't believe a year since we did that show together.
It's been a year.
It's mad. Absolutely
it's
mad.
Where have you
been a year? We are about 500 Andy and Amanda shows on Coast to Coast here on Blog Talk Radio, almost 500 shows. Our numbers
wow.
on the podcast, our podcasts are approaching 200,000 listeners on the Andy Amanda, 200,000. I mean, that's just
Woo!
Whoa.
Amazing.
That's amazing. That's
amazing. Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank
it's you. It's been a lot of fun. We know what the hell we're doing, right? No. And that's probably why this show's been popular. We have no idea what we're doing.
It's a fun
but anyway,
show.
It's a fun show. We like to keep it fun, and it's great to be able to do this. We're going to get back to some music here, and I think what we'll do now is play what, Andy? How's this? We got to play Elvis. We got to play Elvis, all right? We got to play Elvis.
Got to play Elvis Blue Christmas or something. Eh?
Blue Christmas?
Blue.
Let's find it. Let me find it.
Blue.
Here it is. I got it. Here we go. Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis. Blue Christmas without you.
The next tune we're going to play is a song written by the late, great Stan Rogers. And most of you probably don't know who Stan Rogers is. Let me tell you who Stan Rogers is. A Canadian singer-songwriter who tragically died in an Air Canada incident. They had to make emergency landing due to smoke in the aircraft. And a bunch of people got off the airplane. Stan was on that airplane. His brother, who Garnett Rogers, who I'll talk to you in a minute about, was on the plane and a different plane. The whole band went back early. Stan stayed behind, I think, to do a radio interview and got a later flight. This was the flight he was on. It landed. Stan stayed on the airplane with smoke to help people get off. And during that stay on the airplane, on the tarmac, the entire interior of the aircraft got engulfed by flames and he was succumbed to those flames and died. He was an incredible, amazing singer-songwriter, Stan Rogers. I just can't say enough about him. And I've got an incredible human being. And his brother, Garnett Rogers, has continued. He now plays and tours. He's not touring right now. He says he's getting tired of it. But Garnett is an amazing. Yeah, Garnett is an incredible singer-songwriter in his own right. Amazing singer-songwriter. I've seen him live several times. I've met with him. I've played at festivals with him. He's incredible. Different kind of thing, different vibe than Stan has. But we're going to play a song now live from a Stan Rogers concert. I think this is in Philadelphia, if I'm mistaken, in my hometown. And it's called First Christmas Away from Home. And what it talks about is if you have a parent or a loved one who's been, you know, a part of Christmas in your family for years and years and years, and they get to an age and a point in their life where they need more, and they're in an assisted living home, maybe even with their significant other. Mm-hmm. But rather than talking about it, let's hear about it in a song by Stan Rogers called First Christmas Away from Home. Stan Rogers.
This day a year ago, he was rolling in the snow with a younger brother in his father's yard. Christmas break, time for touching home, the heart of all he'd known, and leaving was so hard. 3,000 miles away, now he's working Christmas Day, making double time for the minding of the store. Well, he always said he'd make it on his own, spending Christmas Eve alone. First Christmas away. Standing by the train station, panhandling for change, $4 more buys a decent meal and a room. Looks like the Sally Ann place after all, in a crowded sleeping hall that echoes like a tomb. But it's warm and clean and free, and there are worse places to be, and at least it means no beating from her dad. And if she cries because it's Christmas Day, she hopes that it won't show. First Christmas away. Apartment stands a tree, and it looks so small and bare, not like it was meant to be. Golden angel on the top, it's not that same old silver star you wanted for. Well, in the morning, they get prayers. Then it's crafts and tea downstairs. Then another meal back in his little room, hoping maybe that the boys will think of home before the day is gone. Well, it's best they do it soon. When the old girl passed away, he fell apart more every day. Each had always kept the other pretty well. But the kids all said the nursing home was best, 'cause he couldn't live alone. First Christmas away from home. In the common room they've got the biggest tree, and it's huge and it's cold and lifeless, not like it ought to be. In the lit up flashing Santa Claus on top, it's not that same old silver star you once made for your own first Christmas away from home. First Christmas away.
What a beautiful voice.
Okay, no problem. Hi, guys. We are back on after playing that beautiful song. Andy Kimball.
What a beautiful voice, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Absolutely stunning. Our
really
wonderful beautiful. Andy has lost connection to the show.
I was wondering what happened then.
I know, bless him. He's hanging in there on a phone call at the moment.
I get a lot to do with his voice. So if I could learn to do his voice, we could just, you know, take over
okay.
And nobody would know.
Okay. I've got Andy lying with me, and he's going to do the Temptations Christmas song. It's beautiful, is it? Okay, Andy says it's beautiful, and we're gonna be listening to it, are we, Mr. Kimball? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Here we go, Kevin.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free.
Thank you.
Kevin, what did you think of that one, darling?
Merry Christmas, Amanda. Merry Christmas.
Do you know, for a second there, Kevin, I thought you were Cornell.
Huh?
Because of the deep voice. That was so funny.
Well, I can
like
do
Cornell
that
for a
deep voice.
Oh, my goodness. So, Kevin.
Is Andy back yet?
No, he's not. He literally lost connection to the show and he can't get back on, bless him. But he's got some sort of control going on his side of the studio. And I've got some sort of control on this side of the studio. So it's quite an entertaining moment right now.
That's good. That's good. I don't know if I told you this, but I don't think I did. Actually, one of the offers I got from a record label was a country, oddly enough, a country label in England.
Oh, really?
And they were like saying that if I signed, I don't think you get a big advance or anything, but they were saying that I could, they could get me to play at Glastonbury and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
That would be kind of cool. But
that would be amazing.
But man cannot live in Glastonbury alone.
No, this is true. But if you did come here, you'd have to let me know, and I'd be like straight to see you. That'd be so cool.
Well, absolutely. I wouldn't
come
have
to see you at Glastonbury. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know that many people in England anymore. So.
Yeah. I know. We need you over here. We need you touring and doing your Dying Home Georgia and all the others.
There's a couple of people that I've been, like, I've been talking with different people who are big on, like, YouTubers. And there's these two English guys. They have a site called Jolly. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, I can't say I have.
One of them's called Josh and the other one's called Ollie. And Ollie's, like, really funny. But the two of them together are just, like, we try all kinds of different stuff, like different foods and all kinds of. And it's quite, I find them quite humorous, and they do some interesting stuff. I don't, you know, so I've been watching them, and I was going to try to get on their show because they like to talk to people in music and stuff like that. And they have, like, millions of followers, which is crazy.
Wow.
They're making, like, a big-time living out of it. I mean, they're making enough money where they could fly a whole class of British schoolboys over to Korea to taste food.
No way.
And put them up for 2 weeks. Yeah.
And wow.
Like a really nice, yeah. So they're doing really well for themselves.
So tell me, Mr. Michael, what are your plans for Christmas?
I am driving to Riverside, which is about a little over an hour, maybe an hour and 15, an hour and a half. From here, also in California, though, and I am going to have Christmas dinner with some people I used to live with years ago, I haven't seen them in 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Oh, that's going to be smashing, yeah.
I think it would be pretty cool. Yeah, it's like, because I was really close with, oddly enough, the other guy has the same name as me. The father in the family has the same name as me. So it was like I fit in their house nice. There were two of us with the exact same name. Except the middle name was different. But, it'll be nice. I'm looking forward to see them again after a long time.
I always love hearing about what other people are doing for Christmas, because obviously you get used to doing your own things at Christmas, and it's just nice hearing about how people celebrate there. Well, actually, we're all going to my sister's place on Christmas Day. Her and my brother-in-law cook up an amazing Christmas dinner, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, my nephew is 4 years old this year, so he's really learning to enjoy it all, and it's fun playing with him and seeing living Christmas through his eyes. So
that's kind of like what my song is about. Part of it, one of the whole verses is about, is what it's like to see Christmas through the kids' eyes.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And some of the other is about the older generation and what they're doing in the place where they're gathered for Christmas. And so it's kind of like very folksy and very kind of family orientated with a little, you know.
Yeah.
It suits the whole country vibe for sure.
That's beautiful. I thought the magic.
A country Christmas is really bizarre. I spent one, and it was like the most incredible. I mean, when I say country Christmas, I mean, like, you know, you could have a country Christmas anywhere you're in the country, but I spent one in Georgia, and it was so unique. It was just beautiful. I mean, they had actual sleigh rides and you know, no reindeer, mind you, but drawn by horses, and it was like something from a picture postcard or a Christmas card.
Wow.
And it just was so beautiful, and a light dusting of snow. And
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I feel all warm and cozy inside. Just thinking about it.
Yeah, people selling chestnuts on the street. And
oh, my goodness.
It's really, really cool. It's like all the stuff you think about it. And the thing we really should think about probably is the real meaning of Christmas, but
absolutely,
there's an awful lot of distractions to that involved in the holidays.
Yeah.
Especially now that it starts immediately after Halloween.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as Halloween's over, there's Christmas candy and stuff in the stores. It's
In fact, it's funny. I was in a store a few days ago, and I heard the husband say to the wife, "You want to buy that?" He said, "We'll be buying Easter stuff soon." And I just started laughing to myself because he's got a point, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's so commercial now. But, you know, I wonder, you know, sometimes what, I mean, I'm not over-the-top religious, but, I mean, it's, obviously Christmas was meant to be Jesus' birthday. And, and I don't, it's almost like all the other stuff is in, almost seems intentional to draw one away from that.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, it's like that part has died in a lot of people. It's all commercial these days, and all about having a drink and just focusing on eating good food and having a laugh together, and that's it. And don't get me wrong, those things are beautiful and they serve a wonderful purpose. But, you know, beyond all that, like Andy and I were saying earlier, it's good to carry on that Christmas spirit throughout the year, not just Christmas.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That's before you guys didn't hear me the first time I came on, then I hung up and called back. But I was listening to that, though, and I thought that was such a great point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely,
and it's
yeah.
amazing. I mean, it seems like it's either got to be Christmas, or I remember going back to New York not long, like, within a couple of weeks after 9/11, and you know, everybody has New York has a reputation for being rough and rude and all this stuff, but I never saw people, even the whole country was like so together in the U.S. But even in New York, I mean, people were just amazing. It was like everybody, every place we went, we stopped in to thank the firemen.
Yeah. That's
we
beautiful.
We lost a lot of their mates in the, you know, in the thing, and they invited us to dinner at the fire station. The people who owned the pizza house in Brooklyn like wouldn't charge us for the pizza. Everybody was just like so warm and loving and. You know, I think it's like one of the first times in my life, you know, having been born in this country. Don't be fooled by the fact that I sound half British. it's true, right? But I mean, it's like one of the first times in my life I felt so American,
right?
And so proud of being, and the people, you know. And it doesn't last, unfortunately. It did last a long time, but not long enough.
That's right.
And it's like you're right about the Christmas thing. You know, we all get all spiritual and loving and, oh, it's Christmas and giving and all this other stuff. And then it's over.
Yeah.
It's back to, like, you know, hate thy neighbor suddenly. What happened to love thy neighbor? You know?
That's right. It's kind of because we're in that good place, we're able to give that goodness out. And the moment we go back to a bad place within ourselves, that's it. We you know, it reflects outward to everybody else. And
it's
sad. Yeah, very sad.
So
but on that note, we're going to be wrapping up the show, and we're going to be playing John Lennon's Happy Christmas War Is Over song.
I'm glad you got, because I was going to ask if you would do it.
You was? Oh,
yes.
Look at that. Fantastic.
Yep. I mean, you know, how much I love him. And so, you know, happy Christmas, Johnny. You know,
happy Christmas.
such a great song.
It is. It's a legendary song.
I mean, sadly, the war is not over, which is the second theme in the song. And somebody pointed that, my friend in Sweden pointed that out to me today when I said happy Christmas. And he said, happy Christmas to you, Kev, too. Unfortunately, the war is not over. Thanks to Putin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just goes on anyway, doesn't it? I mean, he's just like, he's just gone on a level at the moment, and it's like, when will it truly end? When will it truly end? Because it's a very...
I can't imagine people wanting
thing.
To kill other people to get something. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, which is very true.
I mean, that's the one thing that we can all miss about John Lennon is his doing everything for peace.
Yeah.
Because we really need that.
Yeah.
So it's good to talk to you again, and Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Merry New Year, whatever. And hopefully we'll meet up soon. And
that'd be wonderful. It's always
and
a pleasure having
you
on the show, my darling.
And it's always a pleasure to be here, and I love you guys. And
we love you too.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it.
Feel the love, people. Feel the love. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel the love. And everybody, do me a favor for this Christmas and for every day in the new year. Everybody, I'm talking to everybody out there now.
Listen,
love my neighbor. Shake their hand, hug them, kiss them, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all God's children, and love each other.
That's right. Life's too short, you know. We need to pay it forward, and that has a tremendous effect on people. It really does. We underestimate that power and that gift we have. Everybody has that gift.
Absolutely.
And we don't share it enough. But yes, my Kevin, like, oh, I was going to call you Michael because there's new names, like first names. But...
I get one of those double names, except with an S tagged on the second one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my real name, you know. Well, actually, it's my first and middle name with an S.
And I always seem to try but manage to screw it up. My mind, and then it comes out sometimes, and I'm like, oh my God.
A lot of people call me Michael. That's wonderful.
Oh, well, in that case, then I don't feel so
all
bad.
The boys in my family, all the boys in my family have Michael for a middle name, including me.
Wow.
I just tagged an S on it and used it for a stage name. Because my real name is Irish, you know. Unfortunately, another guy
in
the band has the same name. Okay, so we love to you. Love
to
all
you,
of you out there listening, and have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year and prosperous, amazing New Year to all of you.
Thank you, Kevin. And you heard him. You know, Merry Christmas to you all. Andy sends his best and wishes you all a Merry Christmas. And we want to say happy birthday to Andy because it's his birthday on December 26th. Yes,
that's
cool. Boxing Day in the UK. But it's a huge celebration for Andy where he is in his part of the world. So we all want to wish him a happy birthday and also a Merry Christmas, of course.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah, so on that note, on behalf of my co-host, Andy Kimball, California Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, and thank you to Kevin Michaels for calling in. We love you, darling. Hope you have an amazing Christmas.
Too. Love you too.
And let's play some...
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over.